The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, that's done. So the sense of interconnection that arises from this, from being with others, either interacting, actually being with others, or the sense of, or maybe interacting with people on Zoom, which is what we're doing here, spending time with others. And I was in the middle of inviting you to actually get into the gallery view so that you can see other people who are joining you in tonight in this empowering, all of us sitting together, practicing together. And how lovely that is. So the theme for tonight is the joy of interconnection, is the joy of feeling interconnected. And there's so many different themes that instead of just talking about it too much, I will lead us through, I will guide us through. And there are different aspects of this meditation. We'll discover it together as we go along. And there are parts that might work for you. There are parts that may not. So open to it with a sense of curiosity and experimentation, as if you're the scientist of your own mind, exploring, experimenting, and being curious about this mind that, wow, happens to be yours. So without further ado, let's start our practice together. So I will do some housekeeping, as I always do. During the guided meditation, you won't be able to unmute yourselves, and all the chats will go just to me, so that if we get Zoom bombed, there is some safety in the container. People can't just come and scream and yell. So that's the purpose of that, just to explain it. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get comfortable. And the guided meditation will last about 30 minutes. That's the goal, so that you know what to expect. So landing in your seat, landing in your body, first and foremost, arriving arriving in this moment, arriving again and again, each moment a new arrival, each moment, let it be a new arrival, starting anew, starting afresh, even if the last moment the mind was wandering, no problem, no worries. Each moment a new arrival. Connecting with a sense of presence, with awareness, with a sense of intimacy. Intimacy of this moment of being alive. This moment that has never been in this way and will never be. Born of causes and conditions, connecting with the uniqueness of this moment, relaxing into the welcoming, as if this moment, this unique moment, is welcoming you. Hello, dear one. Hi. Welcome. Inhabit me fully. I am your life. Relax. Breathe. Feast. This moment, arising and passing. Delicate, sweet, light, like dew, like morning dew. Connecting, allowing yourself to connect with the breath, with the in-breath and the out-breath. Each in-breath, a little more connection, awareness, intimacy with here, with now. As if with each in-breath, this immediacy feels like vibration, aliveness moving through your veins, moving through the air, the breath of your body. And with each out-breath, relaxing, softening, letting go. Letting yourself, letting this body drop in, land onto itself internally, a deep landing. Softening, relaxing. Your face, your forehead. Your eyes, let them rest in their socket. Let them drop. Letting your jaw relax. In fact, opening the jaw for a moment. And letting it move to its comfortable position, whatever that might be. Letting your cheeks, your chin, be soft, dragged down, way down, pulled down, embraced by gravity. You don't have to wear a mask right now. Softening your neck and shoulders. Dropping, let them drop. Letting your chest, your back, upper back and lower back, and your abdomen internally, let it relax. Sometimes hold too much tension. The abdomen, no need. Letting your sit bones soften, melt into your chair, into your cushion. Softening the groin area, relaxing. If there's any tension in your legs, upper legs, your knees, lower legs and feet. Letting your hands, Letting your hands be heavy. Oh, relaxed. They do so much throughout the day. This moment, with appreciation, inviting them to soften, connected to your wrist, elbow. Upper arm, again, shoulders and neck. The next out breath, allowing the entire body to soften and relax. It's really so important. It's relaxation, softening. The act of meditation is a non-doing doing. The non-doing, let the body be soft, receiving. Receiving the breath. Notice I'm not saying you to breathe, because you're not breathing. The breath breathes you, the body breathes itself. Let the breath be breathed. Giving any attempt to control the breath, to intentionally breathe, no need. Let nature be nature. Simply being aware that breathing is happening. In breath is happening, out breath is happening. We'll take a few minutes here just to till the soil of awareness. Receiving each breath, a relaxed, soft body, calming and soothing, one breath at a time. Allowing yourself to enjoy, to take delight in being breathed in this moment, the simplicity of it. A moment of refuge. Moment of connecting with yourself in this moment. For awareness to turn around. Instead of being outward oriented, turned inward. As if your eyes, your gaze is turned inward, respectfully, appreciatingly. Connecting with the body and the breath. Nothing to want, nothing to do, nothing to be. Just simply gaze inward and hold witness to this moment, moment's internal experience. I'd like to invite you now, if you wish, to open your awareness, to connect with a sense of appreciation, perhaps, that might arise with a sense of connecting with yourself. This gaze turned inward and just simply sitting and being breathed, the simplicity of it, just the delight of it, just simply this being that is you connecting with herself, himself, themselves, just sense of connection. Time for this being whom you're entrusted to take care of. Sense of connection. Hi, dear. Hello. Away from all the doings and beings in the world, all your responsibilities and all the ways you are and you give and you care for others. For a moment, just turning inward for a moment as an expression of your care for this being that is you. Just connecting, honoring, seeing, I see you. And just checking in what is arising. Actually, I'm going to invite you to experiment with putting your hand in your heart center, the center of your chest, to really physically make a physical connection. And your heart center is the center of your chest, not your heart, which is on the left side for most people, but the heart center. It's a sense of connecting with yourself. Ah. As if you're holding yourself, this dear being. And just checking in, as if you were checking It's someone you cared about, maybe a young person you cared about. Hi, sweetie, how are you? What's going on? What's happening in this moment? Tell me everything. And letting yourself, share. Connecting. Maybe there's fatigue right now. Maybe you're tired from a long week, or maybe you're excited. As a new day is starting, whatever is arising, connecting, meeting yourself at your own door. With care, with appreciation. As if you were a baby and you were holding yourself. Connecting, really gazing at the eyes of this wide-eyed baby, looking at the world. The way babies do with curiosity and awe. Gazing at yourself. Same tenderness. Fragile baby. Their skull still soft, holding them tenderly high. Gazing at yourself, connecting with yourself. And noticing if there is a sense of joy, beauty, delight. That arises, a spark that arises in your heart from connecting with yourself. A sense of connection. Meeting eye to eye. Allowing yourself, inviting your gaze to be turned inward. Maybe with the peace, perhaps, maybe joy and peace arise together. Just this simple, maybe millisecond of connection. However short or brief it was experienced. And if not, that's okay too. Giving it its own time, it's all good. It's all good. Now, I'd like to invite you to consider maybe today, perhaps, or yesterday, even today, yesterday, or in the past few days, The connection you had with one person, maybe, with one being. It could also be a pet. Connection you had with a being. Maybe you talked with them on the phone, maybe in person, maybe on Zoom, or some other video chat platform. Just remembering you had, maybe there was a moment of connection where you smiled, where they smiled. There was a sense of being connected to this person. Could be a friend, could be a colleague, could have been work related. There's a sense of connection, communicating, connecting with another human being, and a sense of delight. And now tapping into, opening up to the sense of delight and connection, simple connection. Connection doesn't have to be that special. You might have even called some company and talked to an operator, but talk to another human being connected in time. The invitation is to get a sense, a felt sense of the joy, the delight. In the connection with another being. And now bowing to that being and then inviting another being you had some interaction with. The delight, the joy of that giving and receiving, and the connection you both gave and you received. The delight. And in some ways, just these interactions, these brief interactions, are ways that we express and receive metta, goodwill, friendliness. Warmth, care, love. And now bowing to that being and inviting another being. Another connection you had in the past few days, past week maybe. Just the connection. Maybe it was a heart connection. Maybe it wasn't. Doesn't matter. Sense of connection, giving and receiving, supporting and being supported, and just the connection. The joy, the delight, the beauty, the grace. Now, in your own time, I'm going to suggest you try another couple, bringing another couple of connections you've had. Bringing them to your mind's eye in this moment. Maybe feeling the connection in your heart, perhaps. Giving and receiving, sense of metta, maybe, both for yourself, the gladness, the joy, and for this being you've been connected to. And again, you're invited to experiment connecting, holding your heart center. Making contact, maybe even with your fingertips, with your heart center. See if there's a sense of physicality, bring something else up, a sense of, the sense, felt sense of the connection. Be a scientist, try it out. What do you have to lose? And now, bringing, inviting all these beings whom you've had these connections with, as if you're inviting them into a circle with you, and feeling in the small circle or large circle, the circle, a sense of connection to these beings you've had. You're interconnected. This invisible golden thread that connects you to other beings. Your life is intertwined with so many other lives. The joy of this interconnection, which we often take for granted. And if you like, you can expand the circle, expand it wider, and acknowledge so many beings in your life past and present. So many interconnections. Wow. So many folks who have supported you without you even knowing. You don't even know them. The farmers. The ways you've supported other people, affected, impacted them without them ever knowing. This web of interconnection, the joy, the delight of interconnection. And putting the emphasis on the joy of the interconnection, not the overwhelming nature of it, how many, don't have to try to recount all of them, but just the sense of joy of, wow, this is amazing. Interconnected with so many people, either actively seeing them, having seen them, spoken with them, connected with them, connecting with them. You're not alone. And whoever you are, however you identify in this world, so many unseen interconnections you have with folks who share your heart's calling, your heart's interest. And for the last moment of this practice period, allowing yourself to feel basked, feeling like you're swimming all these interconnections and the streams, all these streams that come together, connected, all these bodies of water. flowing, floating. Let yourself feel whatever joy of interconnection is most apparent to you, either with one person, a few people, whole community, the world at large, planet Earth. And now, unusually so, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes into gallery view and take a look. See all the folks on this Zoom room who are practicing with you. A sense of interconnection. And in fact, I'm going to ask you to choose one person you don't know at all and pin their video. Pin their video if you can, or choose them if you can't pin their video. Pin their video if you can, and for a moment, wish them well. Wish this being well. Your human being just like you somewhere in the world, practicing just like you. And seeing, feeling in this moment a sense of interconnection you have with this human being. It's an exchange. They don't know you're wishing them well, which is the beauty of it, because somebody is probably wishing you well in this moment. You are their metta object. The joy of interconnection. Here we are supporting each other in this miraculous, mysterious way. And bowing to that person. Going back to gallery view. Sense of interconnection with all. So, hi, welcome back. And I'm going to allow you to unmute yourself if you wish. And at this time, I like to ask folks if you'd like to share a reflection about something that's coming up for you right now. So actually take a moment and take stock. Becoming aware of what is arising is a wonderful way to make more of an imprint in your awareness. What's arising right now? There's no right or wrong. And you can share it in chat, I'll read them out loud, or you can unmute yourself and say a word or not, it's all good. And I think what's coming up for me is a sense of joy, sense of delight, with the interconnection with all of you and folks who actually also will be listening on Audio Dharma later. I feel a sense of connection with them too. It's just a sense of joy is arising for me of all of us co-creating the space together. And I wouldn't be here if you weren't. So the sense of gratitude, joy, that's what's coming up for me. So if you'd like to share, please do. What's coming up for you or what has come up for you in this practice? Ali, yeah. Probably my favorite meditation my favorite meditation of yours ever, Nikki. Feeling so much love, sense of self, and all of us being interconnected. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Ali. Oh, that makes me very happy. Your favorite meditation ever. Yay. And feel free again to share in chat or just unmute yourself. I may not see all of your hands being raised. So As I said, I only see just a few people here and there. Any other reflections? No right or wrong. Hilda offers, I really enjoy looking into my infant self's eyes. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Hilda. I forgot that. I love that too. That was fun. Susan, to those who have heard and those who will have heard. Ah, oh, nice. Yeah, thank you. Megan, lightness, faith. Thank you, Megan. Kim, circles of interconnection. Lovely. I so appreciate all these offerings coming into the space. It seeds more reflections and more reverberation for everyone to in the Zoom room. Yeah, Lorenzo offers beautiful meditation on YouTube. Thank you, Lorenzo. Thank you for joining on YouTube. This is great. So, yeah, Murray. Yeah, last night I was putting my kids to bed and we said thanks to the boys' stuffed toys. I never said thanks to them before in a deliberate way. It was very touching. Thank you. Oh, that is so sweet. I love it. I love it. Thanks for sharing that. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful modeling for your boys. How sweet. Nav offers, communities can exist anywhere if we explore imaginatively. Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Also gratitude to the Zoom platform. Yeah, I agree. Here we are, a community here. We're so international today also. It's just lovely. It makes me so happy. Ah, so this is the time we transition into a few moments of practice, interactive practice, especially with the theme of interconnection. See what it feels like to be in a small breakout group with just another one or two people and hold them and with curiosity, what might arise, whatever you say is the right thing, whatever they say is the right thing, is an expression of metta. So it's practice of metta in real time. It's taking it off from the cushion into daily life. It's the tire meets the road. Well, actually it's a sandbox. It's not really the road, but it's the whatever, it's the gravel path. So here the invitation is the joy of interconnection. See if you can feel the joy of interconnection as you hold others, as you listen to them. And as they listen to you, there's a sense of joy, the co-creation in this, even in this Zoom platform with people you don't even know. So relish that. See what that feels like. And it's short. It's just for 6 minutes. But it can be quite profound what you can be left with, the possibilities. As Nav beautifully said, communities can exist anywhere. And if you decide tonight, this morning is not the right time for you, it's perfectly fine. You can bow out. And nobody's offended. It's all good. Whatever is appropriate for you is all okay. So I'm going to make the breakout rooms. They are going to be random. Here we go. And they would be about, 33 people. We'll see how it goes. So let's see, a little bit of, okay, okay, I think we are ready to open the rooms. Here you go. Enjoy the interconnection. Maybe magic will happen, maybe not. Here you go. Closed and everybody is back. Welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes for reflections, for questions, comments, complaints. Everything is welcome. Take it away. Feel free to unmute yourself. How was your practice, either the first part or the second part of the practice?
Hi, this is Ringit from California, and this is my first time practicing with you, and it was so soothing and so warm and nice to see you all from all over the world. So thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you, Ringit. Welcome. So glad you joined us tonight. Come again.
Absolutely.
Great. Lovely. Thank you. It's lovely. Yeah.
This is Allie. I loved so much about the way you led us tonight. And one of the things I think that helped really ground me is the exercise of just, choosing someone and really looking in their eyes. And there's something so vulnerable about that. And just like this realization that we're all the same. We all, have fear. We all want to be loved. And it just like really made me feel so connected to you all. So thank you for facilitating that.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Allie, and the profound way that you put in words of pinning someone and looking into their eyes and realizing, wow, we all just want to be loved and safe and happy, and something can break, some realization, some appreciation of our common humanity. That others are just like us and we are just like them. We're not any different. Thank you for putting that into words so eloquently, bringing that into the space. Thank you. Other reflections, please. We have another couple of minutes. Yeah, please.
I just wanted to express my gratitude to the Sangha, to community. I was saying in the breakout room that I've been practicing for many years by myself, and I think I practice with the IMC. I feel like I'm part of this Sangha, but unrequited long distance relationship. So there's no other conversation, just listening. But it's been beautiful, and I think when this pandemic happened and all the crisis and all the stress and everything is this community has really been a refuge for me. I just wanted to say thank you for that, and thank you for this moment now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you so much for speaking up and talking about how the love so far was kind of one directional or something unrequited or something relationship. And now, thanks to the pandemic, you are a part of this community. At IMC, we've always appreciated that we have an international following, and it's an international community that we really think about and cater to. And the pandemic has really made us realize, wow, how true that is.